terms of proponents of diversity of thought on college campuses, why do you feel that you have the right to ban thought you personally disagree with? I strongly oppose HB 999. It will destroy academic freedom, and I urge you to vote no. Thank you for your time.
When the government controls what you are or aren't allowed to learn, does that sound like something that should be happening in a free state of Florida? As a young person whose life this bill would impact, I would like to have the freedom to pick my own course and therefore career options without the government taking away my choices.
If I am old enough to pay taxes, then I am old enough to decide what courses I should take.
Okay, so voices you heard here talking about HB 999, the bill to regulate higher education and to basically bring our academic institutions in line with the law that was passed last year, a portion of which prohibits anything that's basically going to teach that, you know, race, color, national origin, or sex are the basis of discrimination, or that people believe things because of their race, color, national origin, or sex. And there's a whole long list of things here. But this was a law passed last year that we are supposed to be treating people as individuals. We are not supposed to be treating them as members of their class, either currently or historically, or viewing them as such. We're supposed to be a colorblind society. We're supposed to be a genderblind society. But ironically, the people who say we're supposed to treat everybody the same are doing so and also saying that we ought to treat everybody completely differently on the basis of their race and gender, because the left's crazy. I mean, you know, they're my friends, a lot of them, but some of the stuff they believe is just crazy. So this is to implement that law at higher institutions of learning. For example, requiring a periodic review of the university mission statement to make sure it's not violating FS 1000.054A. Removing gender studies, critical race theory, and intersectionality as minors and majors because they violate that statute. Prohibiting diversity, equity, and inclusion statements or other political identity filters as part of your pledge to join the free academic institution of higher learning at which they make you say a pledge. Like McCarthy era stuff to believe. This is the crazy thing. The opponents of this bill are saying Alex Andrade is being McCarthy when the reality is McCarthy already runs the universities. McCarthy got his way, except he's not the anti-communist. He's the leftist. The crazies are in charge. I mean, you know, I love them. They're dear. And it's across the board. Okay, it's like this. And it's gotten worse in the last 10 or 15 years. It was bad when I was teaching, you know, 30 years ago. It's way worse now. Allows review of tenure for cause. That means if you do a crime at any time, it's optional. It's not mandatory. And every 5 years right now, there's other parts, but those are the main ones, okay? You have to teach that America was founded on universal principles of the Declaration of Independence and not identity politics like critical race theory. So then you have the students and the teachers who showed up on Monday to protest loudly to claim things like what you heard there. Let me study what I want to study. Okay. Does it benefit the state? Does it benefit our economy? Does it make you a productive citizen? That's the question. Or does it teach things that are absolutely noxious and odious to our basic beliefs in individual rights and human dignity and not judging people on the basis of their gender or their sexual orientation or their race? Because that's what is being done right now. And see, here's the thing. You're old enough to pay taxes. That doesn't mean you get to dictate how the taxpayer funds are used to educate you. If you don't like the courses of study that the state, whose interest is in providing courses of study that benefit the state, well, go study somewhere else. Study at a private school. Study on your own. But you don't get to dictate what courses of study are made available, because the purpose of taxpayer money getting spent on higher education is that those courses of study are of useful to our culture, of use to our economy. As far as academic freedom goes, well, again, okay, fine, I understand the argument, but what if you woke up one day and discovered that they were teaching white supremacy at FSU? How would you react? Well, you'd want to see that stopped, right? Exactly. That's what the governor's doing. It's the left's version of white supremacy. All this DEI stuff, this, you know, gender studies and intersectionality and critical race theory. And, you know, it's kind of funny because I want to share some of the other comments here. There's so much to talk about here. It's so fascinating. And, yeah, I watched the whole thing. And I'm an oversharer. I want to share all of it with you. But let me get a quick traffic report from Gracie before we get into some of the substance here.
The main slowdowns right now are going to be on 98. Still have extremely slow-moving traffic due to an accident. Scene of the accident is Navarre Parkway and Whispering Pine Boulevard. Accident with a roadblock causing slowdowns backing up to 87. Slowdowns on 87 southbound as well as Whispering Pines Boulevard southbound. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon, employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Gracie. So I'm going to do what we used to call in debate a flip. I'm going to take something that one of the critics of this bill offered, and I'm going to show you how what they think is an argument against the bill actually proves the point of why we need the bill. This is Sarah Paquette, a sociology at UCF student.
I'm a sociology major at UCF. Critical race theory and DEI values are core parts of sociology. Queerness and LGBT existence is fact in my textbooks, not theories. How can you study human society if you ignore the things that make them human?
She acknowledges that the stuff that usually they say doesn't really affect higher education and isn't really all that prevalent is core tenets of their course of study, is taught as a fact, not even taught as one viewpoint, taught as a fact in their classes. Here's another one, Olivia Solomon, March for Our Lives.
So I've already seen anti-racist statements removed from my syllabuses, courses removed, and professors becoming fearful to teach their curriculum. We don't need this.
In other words, the argument you often hear is you don't need this bill, you don't need these restrictions, this stuff isn't that prevalent, it's not even taught this way. And she's saying, no, teachers are already adapting to this because they recognize, and she doesn't mean it this way, but because they recognize what they're teaching is at odds with state law. Here's another one. This is Hannah Schwadron. She's a dance teacher at FSU.
My name is Hannah Schwadron, and I teach dance at Florida State University. This means that I teach collaboration, problem solving, plurality of viewpoints, and community building, all which require a balance of self-study and confrontation with multiple truths. Students learn through doing together through a difference of opinion, background, and frame of reference.
Hey, great. But it raises a good question, which is, are you teaching a variety of viewpoints for the sake of perpetuating the myth that all there is a variety of viewpoints, a viewpoint called pluralism, okay? That there is no truth, there's just individual opinion, or do you have the classic educational premise that the reason we expose people to different ideas is so that they can recognize the best one, the true one, the one that has the most justification for it? See, the classic idea of education is that you teach students a variety of viewpoints and teach them how to evaluate them so that they can find the truth, rather than the modern notion, which is teach people a bunch of viewpoints in order to teach people that there's a bunch of viewpoints and that's all there is to it. And, you know, pick whichever one you want, you know, spin the wheel of viewpoints and then pick it. Which is not useful to the state to simply have that view. There's so much stuff in this, but I just found it fascinating that the critics were making all of these arguments against this, including that it was unconstitutional. And Mike Beltran, to his credit, one of the members of the House subcommittee that was hearing this, was explaining to them, you know, you're wrong in understanding what the law does and doesn't allow. For example, one of the criticisms is this would somehow stifle or squelch student organizations on campus on the basis of their viewpoint. And he says, no, it doesn't do that. You'd be right to oppose the law if it did, but it doesn't do that.
There's a whole line of cases that you can't discriminate against student clubs. Those are good cases. That's Widmore versus Vincent, Healy versus James. Oh, those cases are good law. You can't discriminate against student clubs based upon the content. That's fine. That's not what this bill's doing. This bill doesn't have to do with student clubs.
So the concerns you have here, and I think it's fair to take the concerns seriously, concerns about will people who are trained in Florida schools be capable to compete, for example, in social work around the country against other students who are trained in the other variants of studies? I don't know the answer. But given the idea that those courses of work are dependent and predicated on teaching these falsehoods, I don't think we should be producing students to compete in those fields, because we can produce students that will compete in actually productive fields. Like, that's the idea. Will we not be able to draw professors here to teach? It's possible, largely because Florida gets misrepresented. Will we also be able to draw teachers here who want to teach under this environment and like the idea of actual open discourse of ideas and not indoctrination and propaganda? There's a good chance. Will we lose grant funding? There's a serious good chance of that. Absolutely. That's a fair criticism. Will there be supplemental grant funding available? I don't know. I think it's a long shot, frankly. But is it worth it to turn out students who really are going to be productive for our society and aren't going to be indoctrinated with these noxious views? Yes, that's the point. We have to make choices about what we teach. It's not fascism to decide that we should not be teaching these evil doctrines. It's the remedy against the entrenched fascism already. It's not quite fascism, but the entrenched authoritarianism already present in the university systems.
The government funding the university must determine, open quote, how best to allocate scarce resources to determine for itself on academic grounds who may teach, what may be taught, how it shall be taught, and who may be admitted to study. These are taxpayer dollars that we're using for these schools. We were elected to make sure those taxpayer dollars were used correctly in the judgment of our constituents. And that's what we said we were going to do, and that's what we're doing today. We have to allocate. We can't teach everything to everybody at all times. We have to make decisions about what we're going to teach and how we're going to teach it, and that's what this bill does.
Again, Mike Beltran on the committee did a great job. Alex Andrade didn't have to do much presenting it other than answer questions from the committee and sit there and endure the profanities that were yelled at him by the students constantly through the meeting. So they wound up passing this 12-5. It's going to go forward. It's going to get a House vote. It's going to get passed. It's going to get signed into law by Governor DeSantis. It's going to be national news. It already has been. And there you go. This is what we're doing in the state of Florida. 437-1620, 437-1620. You know, if you're thinking about selling your home, if you're wondering if now is the right time, what price can you get for it? These are all good questions. Ask Christina Leavenworth. She'll tell you. She'll tell you what the market's doing. She'll tell you what the rate changes are doing to people's demand. She'll tell you what things people are looking for in homes, what's happening in your subdivision, your neighborhood, around your area, all of that stuff. Because she's been doing this now. She's only been doing it like 6 years, but she's gone from being the brand newbie, you know, trying to like, she now teaches the real estate seminars for other realtors to learn how to do it the way she does it. And you have access to her right here because she and her folks at Levin Reinke Realty are amazing. I mean, honestly, amazing. And sometimes it's little stuff, but there's like this totality of experience she's got that you can bring to bear on your home and get the best price for it or decide not to sell right now. Whatever your choice may be, just give her a call and find out. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Reinke Realty. 723-9158.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Who do you let influence you? Proverbs 1:10 says, "If sinners entice thee, consent thou not." Those who promote evil are vying for your attention, approval, and even involvement. As Americans, we are faced with a barrage of sinful temptations promoted by others. Whether it's through social media, music, movies, or even in person, the world around us is full of enticing influences. One of the key elements to spiritual and mental success is to learn how to abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Surround yourself with Christ-like people who have the joy of the Lord in their heart. Remember, if sinners entice thee, and they will, consent thou not, and your heart will both be liberated from guilt and strengthened with joy.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Choosing an early education program is one of the most important decisions a parent makes. Navarre Montessori Academy develops confident, multicultural, multilingual children who respect diversity, community, who are caring, capable, enthusiastic, and committed to a lifetime of learning. Navarre Montessori Academy is a dual language immersion school that nurtures learning in an environment that celebrates cultural differences and holds to the Maria Montessori philosophy. Waitlist now open for 18 months through third grade. Check out their online reviews and call to schedule your tour today.
Laura and I really wanted something that was inviting. We didn't want the traditional stuffy jewelry store. We wanted it to be sort of coastal casual, sort of really inviting, a place that was fun, that people could come and enjoy and not feel like they were being pressured. And we were shocked when we were recognized as one of America's coolest stores in 2018. They said, you know, there's not a lot like this in the Southeast, much less Pensacola. And we're really proud of it. Come visit us at Beret Jewelers.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Listen to Fox News personality Brian Kilmeade interview the latest newsmakers and cover the biggest national stories. Weekdays 11 to 1 on News Radio 92.3.
Listen, Blue Horseshoe loves Blue Star Airlines. Got it?
Got it.
Right.
Good morning, 7:26 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Candy's out this week, but we got Gracie Wolf sitting in today with traffic on the fives.
Still have extremely slow-moving traffic on 98. This is going to be due to an accident that we had at Whispering Pines Boulevard, slowing down eastbound on 98. Backing up to about 87. So definitely expect some slowdowns getting out of Navarre, heading towards Hurlburt Field and Windhaven Beach. Other than that, we're looking good throughout Pensacola with I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. We do have some just everyday morning slowdowns right near West Florida Hospital on Davis Highway. But other than that, we're looking good. If you do see something else on the roads or you have some details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by Home Outlet, where you can find a great new look for your kitchen, bathrooms, and flooring. Home Outlet, 5007 Davis Highway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Thanks so much, Gracie. 7:27. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The first nor'easter of the season dumped about 3 feet of snow across the Northeast. Those big snowfall totals reported all the way from New York to New England since Monday. Acting FAA administrator says complacency is never acceptable when it comes to airline safety. They're having a safety summit today. Billy Nolen told NBC News that the agency's safety record is incredible, but recent high-profile near misses have given regulators a chance to ask some questions. And Volkswagen promising to invest $193 billion in electric vehicles over the next 5 years. The company's CEO says two-thirds of that money will go towards manufacturing batteries, developing software, and sourcing critical raw materials. Volkswagen is planning to build a battery factory in Canada, and they're also planning to build electric pickups and SUVs in South Carolina.
Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. 7:28. I was just looking at the Department of Justice crime report for the last couple of years, trying to put Florida in context, the one that just came out. Across the board, we have done better than the national average and better than some of our sort of near peer competitors for, you know, residents. California is the one most notable. If you look at the rate of violent victimization per 1,000 people 12 and up, the rate across the U.S. is 21.6. Florida is 13.2, almost half of the national average. California is 22.4, just above the national average, just for comparison. If you look at the property victimization, the national rate is 105 per thousand, okay, so about 10%. The Florida rate is 71, okay, so about 7%. So again, significantly lower. California is 145, so about 15%. Arizona, by the way, terrible place to live based on the crime numbers. I mean, really, really bad, kind of across the board. Washington State also really, really bad. Colorado is another one of the really, really bad states, just if you want to look at this. And I'll have this all up on our Facebook page here in just a minute. You can go look at it for yourself. Rate of violent victimization, including simple, or excluding simple assault. Now you're talking about per 100,000 or per 1,000. The U.S. average is 7.7. The Florida is 6.1. So below. Arizona, 15, double the average. Colorado, 16, more than double the average. California, 8.4, just above average. And again, Washington's at 14. So places not to live. And even burglarization, same thing across the board. We did better than the national average by far here in Florida in this report from the Department of Justice. So yay. Oh, and by the way, we report more of our crimes. Higher reporting and still lower numbers, which is kind of a, wow, that's really amazing. David Wayne, what do you have coming up, sir?
Parking complaints piling up downtown. We'll tell you more after Fox.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. The White House says it's taken steps to protect its military property after a U.S. drone collided with a Russian fighter jet in international airspace.
The incident raising concerns about possibly sensitive U.S. military technology falling into Russian hands. The U.S. drone is worth up to $32 million, depending on the model, roughly the same price as the Russian Su-27 fighter jet that collided with it. A pair of Russian flankers were doing what the Pentagon called recklessly engaging with it for about 30 minutes. including dumping fuel on him passing underneath before the drone was clipped.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. And stock futures in the red on Wall Street, weighed down by worries over European banking concerns like Credit Suisse.
It is struggling to recover from a string of scandals that undermine the confidence of investors and clients.
Fox's Ginny Cosola. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 43 degrees, the sun shining in Pensacola. Pensacola police are making progress, but they still need more information to make an arrest in last weekend's homicide outside of Club Climax. That yesterday from Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves, he said he couldn't share a lot of details of the investigation, but did ask the community to help with the investigation.
But we certainly are asking our community to cooperate with any information that they may have. You can contact Detective Skipper at 850-698-0891. And of course, as always, you can share information anonymously with Crime Stoppers at 850-433-STOP or via the P3 app on any smartphone.
And Reeves says it's the city's duty to look at issues at the club. There have been calls from many in the community for the club to be shut down. Reeves says, looking at that situation objectively, there are a lot of issues that have happened there. He says the city plans to reach out to the owners to address those problems. Complaints piling up about parking in downtown Pensacola. New parking spots recently set up by the University of West Florida Historic Trust. Those new spots are at Fountain Park, behind Pensacola Bay Brewery, and on the east side of the Museum of Commerce.
I think it's a little too much. We pay a lot in Pensacola to park, and I just think like regular areas like this shouldn't be pay to park, especially when you're just going to run in.
Pensacola resident Ella Little Anoa, and she says those new spots aren't necessary. The UWF Historic Trust set up the spots. They say they could generate up to $100,000 per year and to fund a full-time position at the trust that had to be cut because of COVID. The trust also says those new spots benefit surrounding businesses by making it easier to find a parking spot. A top Republican taking issue with Governor Ron DeSantis's characterization of the war in Ukraine. DeSantis recently said supporting Ukraine and its war against Russia isn't a vital interest in the U.S. He called it a territorial dispute, adding that President Biden's blank check funding without any defined objectives is wrong. Senator Marco Rubio told radio host Hugh Hewitt that the conflict isn't a territorial dispute, but a full-on invasion by Russia. He says the Russians decided they want a government in Ukraine so that they have control over, and says the U.S. does have an interest in that war. The Alabama Department of Human Resources has announced that the state has now been approved to continue receiving summer pandemic benefits for eligible children. That extension means 500,000 children will qualify for $120 through the summer PEBT program. Those funds will be for low-income children in the state that are currently enrolled in the National School Lunch Program. A Pensacola man sentenced to 5 years in prison for allegedly assaulting several Capitol police officers during the January 6th riots. 27-year-old Tristan Stevens will spend 60 months in a federal prison. The DOJ says Stevens broke through police lines and attempted to break into the Capitol building by directing other rioters to push up against a police line as well. It is 735 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
Can't give you weather, but I can let you know that there are still some major slow-moving traffic on 98. It's backing up past 87. This is going to be due to an accident at Whispering Pines Boulevard that happened earlier this morning, causing major slowdowns as you move eastbound throughout Navarre Parkway. So just keep that in mind. If you're leaving Navarre heading towards Herbert Field, you'll see some major slowdowns. Throughout Pensacola, we have typical afternoon traffic. That's going to be Davis Highway in both directions, right near West Florida Hospital. And we are seeing some slight slowdowns on I-10. This is going to be heading in the eastbound direction right around the Pine Forest exit as you're heading towards 29. See something else, give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much for the update, Gracie. Now we'll get a look at our Channel 3 first warning weather forecast.
Another beautiful sunny day today with temperatures slightly cooler than average. High today near 65 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 50 degrees. We'll warm up slightly as you go into Thursday, high near 72. Mostly sunny skies Thursday, and Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 67. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Sunshine, 42 in Pensacola, 45 in Gulf Breeze, 39 in Milton. Our next news at 8, and breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Chevron says it reported how much money it made in January from selling gasoline in California, disclosing the data after regulators threatened to fine the company for not following a new law aimed at investigating the cause of the state's high gas prices. The law requires oil companies to report their monthly gross refining margin, the difference between how much refineries paid for crude oil and how much the companies sold it for as gasoline. State lawmakers and regulators believe the data will give them a clearer picture of what has driven sharp increases in California's gas prices, which are consistently the highest in the nation. Blueberries, beloved by nutritionists for their anti-inflammatory properties, have joined fiber-rich green beans in this year's Dirty Dozen of non-organic produce with the most pesticides. The Environmental Working Group, which analyzed fruit and vegetable samples, says strawberries and spinach continue to top their dirty list, followed by kale, collards, and mustard. On Wall Street, futures sharply lower. That's Your Money Now.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance, but this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Armada Advisors is charting a better course.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'll second-guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
News Radio Pensacola is your source for informative, local, dependable news and talk. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay gets you a breakdown of the local issues from the county commission meetings to new developments. Pep Talk gets you local expert opinions on everything from gardens to HVAC. Brian Kilmeade interviews the national newsmakers. Dave Ramsey helps you become debt-free. Pensacola Right Now infotains on your drive home. Local and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. And traffic on the fives during your drive time. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I don't go downtown anymore because I can't find a place to park. So I don't know how to make it easier, but I know that that is a problem among the elderly of Pensacola. We don't go downtown because I got an old phone. I don't know how to find out and stuff. Well, there's an old phone.
The most common complaint I get from tourists
at the museum is parking.
So we know it's a problem. We know parking downtown is a nightmare. Blue lots are run by the city. Red lots are run by people. They're on private land, so it's harder to regulate. But it's awful, and it's gotten to the point where there's a lot of people. And I will tell you, myself included, I think, you know, do I really need to go downtown? Do I really want to deal with all that nonsense? And I know all the nooks and crannies. And even I'm like, man, I don't know. So D.C. Reeves is the mayor of Pensacola. He joins us to talk about this. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So just personal experience, not downtown, but to understand where my mind is at. I went to do an event out at the Hilton over the weekend, and their regular, you know, structured parking was full. And what you used to be able to do is just go park across the street in the strip mall. That's all been converted over to those red signs now. And I'm like, oh, I am not touching this. I'm not going anywhere near this. My producer, Gracie, was telling me this morning that she admitted that she did a like park and run in and run out kind of thing for like 10 minutes thinking no big deal. They have cameras. She got a $100 ticket at the red lot. We've got to, can we not decertify them as a business license? Is there not anything that can be done?
Look, I only laugh. I mean, remember, I look at this issue both as a former downtown private business owner and also now the mayor. And as you heard me say in that during that clip earlier in that, during the town halls, I always open with, we're the blue lots, they're the red lots.
I know.
That alleviates frustration. But, no, I mean, look, if I had to do over again, any that's not picking on premium, any outside third-party parking enforcement vendor, you know, number one, the city makes $0 and 0 cents of revenue off of any third party parking, which I would bet is an outlier around the country, that you're going to come enforce in any way parking in our community that we're not even seeing any income from that. And the reason that's doubly frustrating is because who gets the phone calls?
Right.
Who gets the emails?
Right.
So, you know, it's one thing to say, hey, that's private lot, that's private property. You know, your right to increase revenue and do all of those things. But then when you add to the fact that we're also in charge for free of charge for enforcement and complaints, you know, the complaint hotline, that's frustrating. And so, you know, I get probably 9 out of 10 emails are about, they think it's the city, but it's about red lots.
Well, it says municipal parking enforcement on the stupid ticket. I mean, it's, you know.
Well, and as you may have noticed, that there's actually legislation going through the state as we speak to be able to limit any third-party company's ability to make it seem as if a ticket's enforceable. In reality, they can't put it on your driver's license. There is no enforcement. And in a perfect world, if the city was running all of the parking, if everything was blue, so to speak, you don't have to boot anybody. You don't have to do, because, you know, you can't register your car or you can't get your driver's license renewed without that ticket being paid. But that alleviates the idea, because there's no other way for a third party to enforce is other than to hope that you pay it or boot you and until you, you know, into submission. Right. And so it's very frustrating. I will tell you that, you know, we're looking at on the blue lot side. You know, we did have text to pay start March 1st. And what I tell people in those town halls, I say, look, you know, we know it's not the 30 minutes free and the 50 cents an hour at a blue lot that's causing you to not want to go downtown. It's the ease of use. And that's, you know, we sometimes call it cost, but really what our brains mean is ease of use.
By the way, I will say this. I don't think most people know that the first 30 minutes are free in the blue lots.
Yeah, your first 30 minutes are free in the blue lots, and it's only 50 cents an hour at this point, which really, you know, is significant, significantly lower than anything else.
It's way worse than free, and it's way more complicated than free, but it's way better than the red lots. I mean, that's certainly true.
And you know, we've got bugs. Certainly, you know, we got to look at bugs in our app and our ease of use. And so we've done that. March 1st, we started text to pay. We had 3,100 people use text for pay the first week. So that's good. I mean, as a launch, we're really excited about that. But, you know, I'll tell you this. I've reached out in the last 10 days or so to the folks that own the most private spaces in the city, and we're going to have a meeting. And we just got to talk about what the future of parking is here. And, you know, because at the end of the day, we can't be your free enforcement you know, and, yeah. and your customer service, you know, I mean.
Well, I, words, no, I agree. And I'm glad to hear that because I, you know, I think we would.
Lot, you know, in other words, that's the kind of the quagmire that the city is put between and that the mayor's put between right now is, you know, we're trying to do our own thing with our own lots. And then we've got this third party. So,
right.
Yes, I totally understand people's frustration. I do.
Well, and I would love to see a future in which the, you know, blue lots take over the red lot management, which certainly seems like the ideal outcome compared to all alternatives. But I genuinely have this question of, you know, look, we have this whole pilot program for the Bird scooters. And I know that's on public right of way, so I get there's some distinctions here. But it seems like somehow or other through the business licensing process, there'd be a way to tell this company, hey, you know, this is going to have to change or we're going to take away your right to do business as a vendor of this product, even though it's on private lots, you know, we still have business regulation capability. Before we get an answer from you on that, DC, let me get traffic on the fives real quick from Gracie.
We do have slow-moving traffic still on 98. This is going to be in the eastbound direction. We have an accident off of Whispering Pine Boulevard that happened earlier this morning, and we're still seeing delays because of it. Backing up to 87 and causing slowdowns on 87 southbound. Keep that in mind. If you're heading out of Navarre into Windhaven Beach towards Hurlburt Field, you're going to see some slow-moving traffic this morning. We also have some spotty traffic on I-10 that's going to be in between Pine Forest and 29 in the eastbound direction. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio.
Thanks so much, Gracie. Back to DC Rees. DC, just a kind of quick answer because I know we got other stuff we got to get to, but is there any lever in terms of the business licensing process aspect for bringing some, you know, some stick instead of carrot to the red lot parking?
Of course, look, we're looking into that. The much, much easier thing would have been to do it on the front end before they ever showed up. But we are looking into that. We're having conversations with private lots, your private lot owners. Because I agree with you. I think the best case scenario for our community is for us to all be rowing in the same direction in some fashion. I mean, even and so I'll continue to strive for that. That won't be easy, but that's the direction we're going to try to go.
Very good. Obviously, this week we've had another death at the club that has various names, but always seems to be the location of the problems. You know, we talked to Ship Simmons about this the other day, and he indicated that, you know, if he were the chief of police, write him a letter and be like, at the very least, put him on notice. Hey, we know you're running an unsafe operation, and this is going to put you in some legal liability in the future if anything else happens. A lot of people are saying just shut the thing down. I mean, a bulldozer can't come fast enough. Like, that's the way people are thinking about this. What are you thinking about?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Actually, I ran into Chip yesterday at a Navy League luncheon, and we talked about this. You know, here's what we know. You know, I'm trying to pull as much data as I can. I like to speak objectively to make sure, you know, again, we all kind of, you know, anecdotally know because we hear about it there all the time. But, you know, there's been 200 calls there at that address the last 5 years. And remember, that address doesn't mean that's just the address. That's not the adjoining parking lot necessarily or across the street. And there's been 3 murders there in 5 years. I mean, and something has to be done, no doubt about it. So, I plan on reaching out to the owner today. I've had conversations with our leadership in PPD, and, you know, we're going to be equipped with that data. And certainly at a minimum, you know, Chip's suggestion, I think, is a good one. You know, at a minimum, we're going to let everybody know, whether that be the owner, the insurance company, you know, whatever makes the most sense for us. You know, certainly a letter from the mayor's office as well as our police department, you know, about where things stand and kind of where we are. But you know, we're going to have a conversation with the property owner and certainly what we're looking into on our side, what potential remedies are and what we can and can't do, to your point. You know, it's, you know, I know some people are understandably, you know, frustrated and can't bring the bulldozer fast enough, as you say. But obviously there's some steps we've got to take before, you know, we can take on something. But, you know, it's a frustrating thing, and it's a frustrating thing for me. You know, people want to feel safe when they live in Pensacola, Florida.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing they care about. And so when these things happen, and especially at the same place, it's extremely frustrating. And it becomes our top priority no matter what else is going on.
And, I mean, you know, I know you guys are thinking about alternatives, but even, you know, look, mandatory off-duty PPD presence, you know, at businesses that are putting too much demand on services, you know, something along those lines to, you know, if they won't voluntarily do what's right to keep law and order in their property and vicinity, then, you know, maybe we need to charge them for it and make them do it themselves. Last thing, we always like to end with a bit of a fun, you know, lighthearted, lightning kind of round. Quick nerd question for you. We're going to find out how much of a nerd DC Reeves is. He's a numbers guy from sports. Yesterday was Pi Day. How many digits of pi do you have committed to memory?
Ooh, three.
All right, fair enough.
3.14, that's 1.4. Is it 1.5?
That's right, 1.5. That's right. Very good. That's a good start. I'll give you credit for two more than most people know. That's well done.
Okay.
Speaking of pie, do you have a favorite pie?
Key lime or lemon icebox, something sour.
All right, I'll take it, especially because nobody yesterday mentioned that one. And last one for today, Gulf Islands National Seashore, second most visited national park in the entire country. If you had to go to a place for natural beauty, and I know you've traveled a lot, if you went to a place for natural beauty other than, you know, locally here in Florida, what's your place? What's your, like, that's a cool place to visit?
Well, I mean, if we're saying in the world, I just saw it, which was Patagonia in January. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Okay.
But if not, if we're saying U.S., I'm going to say Zion National Park.
Okay.
Utah, that, yeah, those are, it's different than the beach. You know, I'm around the beach. I like to see the other thing.
Right.
You know, whenever you live by one. So those, both of those places, awesome and amazing.
Outstanding. And there's nothing like that, an international or national perspective to shape your appreciation of the things that you have locally and how we can always do things a little bit different here. D.C. Reeves, the mayor of Pensacola, as always, D.C., thanks so much for the time this morning and answering our questions. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, y'all have a great rest of your week.
You too. 751 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, we're starting to get, not like right today exactly, it's not that hot today, but of course, pretty soon, it's going to be hot, and then it's going to be really hot, and then it's going to be enduring hot for a long time. That's why you want to get your air conditioning looked at, right? If you have air conditioning heating issues, you want to call Peden Air Conditioning Heating and Electrical. They will take care of it. Quality products, quality installation, quality service. That's their thing. Okay, we'll do it right the first time. But you need to get that AC tuned up. Make sure that it's not wasting energy because that's pretty expensive these days. Make sure that it's going to work properly when the heat is really on. And make sure it's going to keep working when the heat is, you know, blistering and humid all summer long. So call them today. Set up an appointment to have your system inspected. Remember, if you need AC work or replacement, call Peden. If you've got an electrical issue, call Peden. Panama City, Destin, Fort Walton offices, plus Ellison Field right here in Pensacola. Or check them out online at Peden, PEADEN.com. And right now, through the month of March, they have a special. All diagnostic fees on HVAC, plumbing, and electrical services are waived. So this month only, no diagnostic fees to come check it out. HVAC, plumbing, and electrical issues. That is through this month, and you can give them a call for service at 557-7878.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck because the redesigned 2023 Subaru Outback shares your spirit. The Outback can take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And Subaru's estimated highway fuel economy for non-turbo 2023 Outback models is up to 32 miles per gallon. And comparing information from competitors' website, the Outback has more ground clearance than Honda CR-V or Toyota RAV4. So you can take on the path less traveled with ease. And when Experian Automotive studied vehicles in operation versus total new registrations, they found that 97% of Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today, which means you can explore your world with confidence. The 2023 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Actual mileage may vary. Clearance comparisons as of June 2022. Experian data for model years 2012 to 2021 as of December 2022.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News, 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
Good morning, 7:56 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go right over to Gracie, who's got traffic on the fives.
We still have slow-moving traffic on 98. This is going to be due to an accident that was at Whispering Pines Boulevard earlier this morning, and we're still seeing the slowdowns because of it. Backing up past 87 in the eastbound direction, it will clear up after the scene of the accident. Throughout Pensacola, we just have some morning slowdowns. This is going to be on I-10 right near 29 in the eastbound direction. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio.
All right, thanks so much, Gracie. Now into the newsroom, David Wayne's got our headlines. David?
Two U.S. senators introducing legislation to mandate tracking systems on high-altitude balloons. Mark Kelly from Arizona and Republican Ted Budd from North Carolina are introducing a bill today to ensure high-altitude weather and research balloons in the U.S. airspace can be identified.
That would be the don't shoot us ID.
Yes, it would. Probably a good thing to have.
If it doesn't have
balloon.
One, go ahead and shoot it. Yeah.
The federal government says it's subjecting 27 drugs to inflation penalties. The Biden administration said people on Medicare were going to pay less out of pocket starting April 1st. It was part of the Inflation Reduction Act, which included a provision that penalizes drug makers for raising prices faster than inflation for people on Medicare. And a 5,000-mile seaweed bloom heading towards the South Florida coast. Ooh. Scientists at the University of South Florida say it could blanket beaches starting in June. And apparently it smells great, like rotten dead fish. So hopefully they get that cleaned up.
Just be prepared on the Gulf Coast, you know,
wherever it ends
don't
up.
Don't go to the East
Coast.
Everything will be fine over here, man. Yeah, it's bad. I've seen that. It's horrible. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 7:58 News Radio 92.3. Oh, we're getting a bunch of texts in on the whole parking thing. One person says, look, those red sign folks are super aggressive. He's had experience with them. It wasn't good. Things are out in, you know, New Orleans, which I think that's what I have heard as well. And maybe not a totally legitimate business. I mean, you know, the way the things are running and the stories that I have heard, I have not personally had the encounter because I avoid those red lots like the plague. I mean, I was this event on Saturday that I was MC for at the Eyeball. I was so desperate for parking. I almost parked. I'm like, oh, no. I went to the beach ball lot and walked. I just thought this is just better. I'm not dealing with this nonsense. I don't want to have anything go wrong because you just don't know. And they have that reputation. Somebody texted me in and said, hey, it's a free market. It's very expensive property that those business owners have. Let them sell it for the market rate that they can get for it. If people want to buy there, they can buy there. I understand that argument. I do. And generally speaking, I would support you. The problem is they are harming other businesses. They are making a reputation for downtown that makes it unlivable, unlikable. And of course, the visitors come and go, but the locals, if you drive away the locals, they'll always be there. That's a problem for us if we drive them away. So it is costing us money, it's costing us reputation, and there's got to be a better way. So I am optimistic that DC is going to be able to figure this out, but the status quo is really not working and is causing us major problems. We'll be back in just a minute.